Tonight is session of the House Subcommittee on Workforce Development, and I am going to open a work session on House Bill 2821. Kevin, would you please review the bill for us as well as the amendment that we're going to be taking a look at?
Chair Witt, members of the committee, once again before you is House Bill 2821, which prohibits an employer under the Oregon Family Leave Statutes from requiring an employee to use accrued vacation leave or any other paid leave when taking family leave. You will recall that after our initial hearing, a work group was formed with respect to this, and from that work group came forth amendments, a dash one and a dash two amendment. And let me be clear about this. The dash one amendments came back. That is before you right now. There was a Scrivener's. There's a Scrivener's error with respect to the dash one in line nine, where there was an extra D added. Earlier this week, we also received a dash two that mirrored almost exactly the dash one amendment. There was an email circulated yesterday, and there was a mistake on my part in terms of the email that was attached. There was a miscommunication. Initially, we have confused amendments up in committee services. The amendment, the dash two, was originally attributed to Representative Thatcher. I spoke with her office late yesterday and was corrected. The dash two amendment is not Representative Thatcher's amendment. That was, again, a mistake on our part. However, the dash two amendment, which I'll summarize here very briefly, is a mirror image of the dash one but for the D. And again, I think that dash two simply creates corrects the Scrivener's error. Now, as for the substance of the dash two amendment, what it does is provides that an employer shall provide an employee the employer's policy regarding procedures for taking family leave and the use of accrued vacation leave during a period of family leave. The amendment provides that employees shall communicate to the employer within a reasonable time prior to taking family leave the intention of the employee to use the accrued vacation in conjunction with family leave. And the amendments also further require that employees comply with leave notices that are set forth in ORS 659A.156 and any other applicable statutes. Those are before you right now for the committee's consideration.
Thank you very much. And for the record, I have never corrected our committee administrator before, nor have I would I have presumed to correct him on the record, but I'm going to do so, and that error was not his. It was someone else who works in the bowels of this building, and Kevin was taking the fall, and it's inappropriate. So appreciate your work on this, though, Kevin, very much. This amendment was the result of a work group. And my understanding is that the amendment that comes forward has no opposition in that work group. Is that correct?
That is my understanding as well.
Okay. I see in the audience some folks who were part of that work group. Is there anyone that feels that they would like to say anything before we... I'm seeing no's, unanimous no's. Okay, very good. With that, I'd entertain a motion on the, first of all, has everybody had an opportunity to read the dash two amendments? Yes. Okay. I would entertain a motion on that.
Chair, I move that the dash two amendments be adopted to House Bill 2821.
Representative Holby moves the dash two amendments to House Bill 2821. Is there any discussion on that motion?
Mr. Chair, just, Representative Huffman and I were part of that work group, as we seem to spend most of our time.
Spare time.
Right. And, you know, I just want to say that what came out of the conversations around that work group was just, you know, the need for enhanced communication between employer and employee. And I think that... once that theme was struck, I think we were able to turn it over to our able administrator, who really pulled all this together. And I want to commend Kevin for his work.
Great. Thank you very much. And I personally want to thank both Vice Chair Huffman and Representative Dembro, as well as Kevin and the various members in the audience here today who participated in that. This is what enables us to get to yes. Any further discussion on the Dash 2 amendment? Is there any opposition to the adoption of the Dash 2 amendment? Seeing none, hearing none, it is adopted. To the bill. Anyone?
Question.
Yes.
On the bill. Now, that we don't have a Hannah Grossed version of this. I'm trying to place. Do we have one? Do you have a?
Should be a printed version, Representative Esquivel.
No, I don't have.
We need a motion on the bill to talk about it since we're in work session.
I think he just has a question before we move.
We don't actually have the engrossed bill. That's not actually done until it's actually passed out
the
of the upper
of
the main business and labor committee.
Okay, are we okay with that? Okay, Representative Esquivel. All right, Representative Holby.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2821 as amended. To the full committee on business and labor with a due pass recommendation. Is that the correct motion?
I think it closely, yes. Representative Holby moves House Bill 2821 with the Dash 2 amendments to the full committee on House Committee on Business and Labor with a due pass recommendation. Questions or comments on that? Representative Esquivel.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I'm going to do this myself at a later date. I will support this bill to the full committee, but until I see my engrossed to see exactly what I'm dealing with here, I may be a no vote in committee. I don't know yet.
All right, Representative Esquivel, appreciate your vote. Further discussion? Seeing none, Keith, would you please call the roll?
Representative Dembro.
Aye.
Representative Esquivel.
Aye.
Representative Holby.
Aye.
Vice Chair Huffman.
Aye.
Chair Witt.
Aye. The motion is adopted, and the bill moves forward to the full committee. I am going to close the work session on House Bill 2821. Kevin, are you prepared with the coming events?
I am. Members of the committee, no repeats this next Tuesday for a change of pace. It's going to be some original viewing material. On Tuesday, April 7th, we are meeting at 8 o'clock again. There's going to be a very brief meeting with respect to enterprise zones. I believe revenue will be coming up and making a presentation. Apparently, there was a report that was worked on during the interim session, and pursuant to, I believe, the authority in the bill itself, they're going to come forth and, I guess, give the presentation, and it's with respect to enterprise zones, so that will be first. We also have two bills dealing with electrical coding from the parent committee, as it were, that we'll be having a public hearing on as well.
Representative Esquivel.
Yes, Mr. Chair, if we're going to deal with enterprise zones, my community is one of the leaders in the state. I was wondering if I could invite Ron Fox from Southern Oregon Regional Economic Development to come up and talk about those, if that's what we're going to discuss.
I'd love to have that take place, Representative Esquivel. And if there are other committee members, yes, Representative Holby?
I'm just curious, is the discussion around enterprise zones associated with any specific bill?
It is a report that will be coming to the subcommittee as a follow-up to action that we took as a full committee in the 2007 legislative session.
Mr. Chair, and will we be talking about workforce issues with respect to enterprise
I
or
would
training?
I certainly hope so. It would be my intent, absolutely.
Good.
Any other committee members wish to have anyone from their district be part of that? If you do, just feel free to get a hold of Kevin, and he'll help schedule that. Mr. Huffman.
Well, Mr. Chair, I was just thinking maybe Kevin could get with Paul Warner or somebody. Revenue just finished the hearing on this just now. I mean, 5 minutes ago, as Mike and Bill were down there listening to part of the start of that in the Revenue Committee. So, you know, based on what just happened, I don't know if maybe something popped up that might be a good idea to include in our...
I will follow up. It's my understanding that Mazin will be coming to speak with us about it, so I will do some extra legwork and see if there's anything else that we need to know about. So
kind of came up.
Yeah, and actually, Vice Chair Huffman, that fits perfectly, because the history of this report is that it was something that was requested by both revenue and economic and workforce development last session. So that is why it's being done in both arenas.
And I believe there may be one additional committee in which there's a presentation besides the subcommittee and the revenue. I'm not sure which one it is, but I understand there may be another committee that's receiving the presentation as well.
Anything else for the good of the order?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, the reason I asked about this specific bill around enterprise zones is because I know the full committee is considering a bill that discusses prevailing wages inside of enterprise zones. Uh-huh. And so I was just wondering if this was supposed to be part of that discussion or whether this is completely separate.
At this point, it is separate because we're receiving the report, a report on the report. But if there are folks that you would like to invite from the full committee, certainly they would be more than welcome to sit in on this.
Okay.
Anything else? With that, the subcommittee stands adjourned until next Tuesday. Thank you all.